From language and culture to tribal courts and health, the applications are seemingly endless.
There's not been a conference on AI in Indian country at all, to my knowledge. And so this is really the first time bringing people together.
Tracy Morris, who is Chickasaw and executive director of ASU's American Indian Policy Institute, says she and her team will draft a white paper on takeaways from the day-long Wiring the Res gathering in downtown Phoenix. Among them was critical dialogue about natural resources, a topic initially missing from the agenda, but later added.
After we saw stuff on our social media saying, well, what about what it's doing to the environment? I'm like, okay, let's add a panel. We got space.
Chris Deschini, who is Navajo and executive director of the National Intertribal Energy Council, says few tribes are in the position to consider building data centers on their lands.
Most of Indian country is not impacted by this, but it does impact, for example, if you have utility rates.
Arizona Utilities, APS, and Tucson Electric Power are now proposing a 14% hike for ratepayers, largely driven by rising energy demands from data centers. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Piatarazzo.